This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's look again at Paul's argument in Romans 10:14 through 15. When God sends one of his own children to proclaim the good news to the lost, you can be sure he will give them the ability to carry out their mission. When someone is sent by God to proclaim the good news, there will be an audience to hear the message. From among those who hear the proclamation of the good news, there will be some who believe. Those who believe there is a good God with good news that can save them from their lost state, they will call on him. When they call, God will save, as is promised in verse 13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Quoted from Joel 2:32. This chain reaction starts with the saved making themselves available for God to use. God sends them forth with the good news. Those who hear the good news have the opportunity to believe it. If they call on the one who offers it to them, they will be saved. If the chain is broken along the way, there'll be tragic consequences. If it stays intact, God will provide the power to reach and transform lives for his glory. What link in the chain do you identify with? Are you saved? If so, have you made yourself available for God to use? Has he sent you forth to proclaim the good news? Have you obeyed your calling? Has God asked you to support one who is so called? Have you supported them with prayer, encouragement, and/or resources? If you have taken your place in this chain of mutually dependent participants, you then have to trust God to inspire faith and surrender in the lives of the hearers.